Today is Sunday, November 13th, 2011, for those listening live. And it's whenever you're listening to it. If you're listening to the recording, welcome. It's good to be here today. Well, I'll get into that later. First, let's start with making those connections that support us in discovering and exposing our masters within. So the first place to go is right into our own divinity. So open up your heart or whatever other way you would choose to do that and consciously choose to bring your divinity more fully into your experience. Let yourself breathe that up, breathe it in, and breathe it through you. You are a divine being at the core. You are a divine being, ultimately at all levels. And this self-discovery of the mastery, this self-expression, this self-exposure of our mastery, the first step is always finding it within ourselves. And so the more consciously, the more frequently we choose to open up into this and allow it, allow our light to come up into our experience, the more we then allow it to come out of us in our expression. So just breathe deeply into your own divinity. Terminology doesn't matter. Soul, spirit, oversoul. However you mentally conceive of it, just open that door and let your true power up and out. All right, so let's move to the next place of support that is always there. No matter where we are with our Mother Earth. And so let's open up. For me, it's easiest to do through the feet, but we can do it through the root chakra as well. We can do it through our whole body. Open up to allow yourself to feel her love and support. And again, breathe that up. Breathe into the space within you where you are ready to be supported, where you're ready to feel that support, and accept it as she accepts us, which is every moment of our lives. Our Mother Earth is supporting us, and it's up to us to allow ourselves to receive that support. So just open as fully as you're ready and able to do in this moment, and bring that forward into your life, because that support is the next place to empower, to bring into our consciousness so that we feel safe enough to bring our mastery forward and to share it, to express it out into the world. Wonderful. And so we open yet again in another way. And for me, I like to do this one back at the heart center again. But it's also easy to conceive of and connect with through the crown. And this is opening to the energy, to the love, to the support from our guides, our angels, those ascended masters and teachers that each one of us has, that are with us all the time, that are here to aid us as we walk this path of being in a human body, of living on this planet in these dimensions. And they are legion. They are many for each of us. And the more consciously we can open there, again, the more safe we feel to share our truth, to share ourselves, to share our light. So let yourself breathe that in. Connect with all of those guides and angels and bring them into your choice to share your light. All right. And so next, I would ask each of you, each of us, to open up to feel this community, the community that is here energetically helping to co-create these shows, these experiences that I offer here, the community of those exposing the master within consciously with me, with us. Whether you're doing it live, whether you're doing it through the recording, your energy is present as I'm bringing forth what I share each week. And I thank you for that. I thank you for sharing your light in that way to aid me in sharing mine. But it's something that's not just there for my support to share what I share. It's something that each of us can tap into at every moment because we are a community. We are interconnected. We are supporting each other in walking this path. And so allow yourself to breathe that in. And again, heart, crown chakra, third eye, wherever you feel most comfortable opening, whatever way you feel most comfortable opening, just allow yourself to feel that support. We are not alone. We are walking this together. Even when we're not consciously communicating with each other, even when we're not present with each other physically, we are walking forward together, creating a new world together. A world of mastery and empowerment and truth. And we open up once more, one more layer to experience the support that is out there, not just in this community, listening to the show and creating this together, but to the community of all the light workers, all those who are consciously walking forward toward and into their empowerment, all those who are seeking to bring their divinity into full flower, into greater expression, into greater empowerment. And that community has a tremendous amount of energy and consciousness and support for each other. And this is a way to tap into that. So allow yourself to feel that support, to open to feel that support of others who are walking this path with us. We may pass them in the street without recognizing them consciously, and yet we share this energy, this intention to awaken and express divinity more fully on this planet, to co-create together into the new world that we are shaping consciously, one moment, one choice at a time. So, thank you. Thank you for opening with me, for aiding me, supporting me as I bring this forward for all of us. And again, welcome. And at the beginning, I started to talk about part of my experience here today. I did not wake up feeling great. Physically, I was a bit off. And so there was part of me that really just wanted to sleep. And say, you know what, I'm not going to do this today. I don't feel well. And I'm happy to say that when the old shows have been replayed, I've gotten good feedback from people about them again. So it's not like me not showing up live here today and having a recording play is going to be the worst thing on the planet or the worst thing in the world. But as I was sitting in that space, it was interesting because last week, in last week's show, part of what came through, well, welcome back. We'll call this the drama show. We have had a glitch of some kind, so hopefully you're still out there listening. And I'm going to continue, but I'm going to go back and cover a little bit of what I already covered because not sure exactly when the sound cut out. So anyway, the thing that I had brought up was the drama triangle, which speaks about our relationship with the rest of the world when we are in codependency. Now, I don't believe this necessarily is true in every moment for every person in every relationship, but it is a pattern that we can get in, and it is about when we're feeling like we're the victim of our life, of our circumstances, of our relationships, of our work, of anything, And when we go into that place of victimhood, in order to define ourselves as victim, we must first have something to be the victim of, or someone to be the victim of. So that can be the other person in the relationship with us in that moment. That can be circumstances like the radio going out, the sound going out. That can be anything that we're not happy with. And we go into that place of, oh my God, I'm the victim. Oh, poor me. And the third point on the triangle is the rescuer. That's the person that we go to. And their role is, well, twofold. The first thing that they are there to do when we're on the drama triangle, and the primary thing that they're there to do, is to reaffirm how bad life is in that moment, how bad that circumstance is. They're there to affirm that we are right, that we are victims in this particular circumstance. Now, we think when we're going to them often that our intention is to have them help us fix it, to figure it out. What do I do? How do I change this? How do I get out of being the victim? But the primary role they're actually playing is to maintain this relationship of victimhood with whatever it is that we are feeling victimized by. Now, I don't want to focus so much on that, the drama triangle itself, those three roles, as much as I want to go into when I first came across this. This is not a concept that isn't, this is mine. I didn't create this. This is out of transpersonal psychology, which I've not studied the rest of transpersonal psychology. This is the piece that I needed, and it has served me well. But when I received this, essentially, being on the drama triangle means that we are not taking responsibility for being the co-creators of that particular circumstance, whatever it might be. And there were three particular behaviors that when we're engaging in those behaviors, it's a signal that we're on the drama triangle. It's a signal that we're not taking responsibility. And those three behaviors, or those three attitudes, or those three energies are blame, justification, and resentment. And so I'd like to explore those a little bit further here, because, well, it all ties together with where I started here, and going back to maybe I don't want to do the show today. I can, and getting into a place where I was going to make this excuse first to myself and then to anyone that I might talk to out there in my world about why I didn't do the show today. I was going to essentially justify not doing the show by looking at and blaming feeling ill. So in essence, in this case, I was going to blame my body for putting me in a position of not being able to do the show. And as I really sat with that, I thought that was kind of interesting. Because I've not really looked at the justification piece from that subtle of a level. And ultimately, to me, what I came to, and I was starting to get here yesterday, and so I guess I manifested not feeling well so I could take it even deeper. But what I'm coming to is any time I am making an excuse about anything, it's justification. And at its core, justification is there when I don't feel my power to make a choice. So I need to figure out, well, strike that, scratch that, erase that. It's not actually that I need to figure it out. It's that I'm trying to be okay with not feeling like I can make a choice here. And so in essence, when I am justifying something, what I'm doing is choosing to buy into my victimhood. I couldn't do it because. or I did this because, I told the white lie because, blah, blah, blah. All of these kinds of, and again, many times they're very subtle, they're very small, they're not life sucks and then you die kind of attitude, but they're just little places in my life where I'm not feeling in the moment like I have the power to choose, and I'm trying to excuse myself from essentially not taking steps into making the choice. Now, I don't know if it's true. I've known several women who thought this. The next thing, not what I just said. That when men don't feel well, we tend to act like children, babies, in fact. I don't know if that's a universal truth or not, but it certainly can be in my case. And that's kind of where I went. It was boo-hoo, I don't feel good. How can I be expected to do a show? Blah, blah, blah. Well, it's not like I don't have a lot of tools to help myself feel better, whether it's a physical thing or whether it's an emotional thing. Now, this happened to be physical today, but the same is true when I get into an emotional drama place for myself. And as I was sitting with this, as I was in that experience, as I was feeling myself in that energy of, oh, I think I won't do the show, and this is why I'll justify it, blah, blah. I'm not that I was in that way of phrasing it in my mind. I'm not going to do the show because I don't feel good. It occurred to me how silly that was. I mean, at the very least, I could take some aspirin or some Tylenol or something. Because it's not like I got the flu. It was just a bit of a headache, some muscle ache, sore neck. The kind of low-grade pain that's just more annoying than anything else. It takes your energy. And I'm not saying that now to justify my not doing the show. I'm just offering that as a little bit of explanation here. This kind of thing, I believe, is very easy to fall into. And as I sat with it, you know, I started to proceed to do some energy work to move it. And I went and bought some Tylenol. I don't use that very often, not because I'm against it. I certainly believe that Western medicine has its uses, and I think that's a good one, taking the edge off so that I can do what I would choose to do, which is to be here with you today, to be here doing this show. And so between those, and I don't know which did what, I don't know how much was the energy work, I don't know how much was the Tylenol, I got to the place where that issue, what I was feeling the victim of, where I could move that, where I could clear that and get to the place where I could choose to be here. And yet it just kind of kept ringing energetically as something that I think is important to look at, because it's not that every day we have a major choice to make, a life-defining choice where this is clearly stepping into our power and the other choice would clearly be diminishing us, clearly staying in victimhood to a horrible situation, a horrible relationship, a horrible work setup. We don't have those kinds of huge choices to make very often, I don't believe, most of us. But we have these smaller ones on a regular basis. And if we are going to step into our mastery, I believe this is actually a very powerful tool. Looking at the subtle places where we make excuses. And quite frankly, had I not told you guys about this, had I not shared this, it's not something that you would have known. Because it's not about making the excuses to others. Yes, it's nice at times to have that other person that we can vent to, who can act as our rescuer, that we might go to affirm our victimhood. But at the first level, this is something we do with ourselves. We get into that place of justifying what we're doing or what we're not doing. And it's a very small piece of holding on to victimhood. Instead of, again, as a tool, recognizing when we're doing that. Aha, here is me making an excuse why I'm not making the choice I'd like to make or believe that I should make. I'm in this excuse so that I can get out of it. And perhaps, much of the time, we make that excuse because we're afraid that if we make the choice that we really believe at some level is the right choice for us, it won't work out the right way. And again, for me, in this example here today, I could have made the choice to do the energy work and take the Tylenol and still felt like crap. And then chosen at the time that I needed to choose it to say, I don't think I'm going to do the show because I am committed to being here present when I'm doing the show. So had I still felt this way when it came time to start the show, I would have said, Doug, you know, I'm just do one of the replays because I do intend, it is part of my choice to do this from a place of my own mastery and being as present as I possibly can be. And so I wouldn't do that when I do feel off. But if I hadn't made the choice to do the energy work or to take the Tylenol, then I would have just chosen to be the victim of it. There's a difference to me. It may be subtle to a degree, but there's a difference between acknowledging what's going on versus being the victim of it. And so I did make the choice to see if I could move the energy to get to the place where I could choose to do the show here today. And I'm really glad I did. And I think that that's something that, well, my intention right now is to keep working, to keep looking at that, to keep exploring that, to keep that up in my consciousness, because I know it's something that I do. And I certainly hear that from people on a regular basis in the role as therapist or channel or whatever. I hear those kinds of things commonly. And so for me, that was a great gift to come to, that awareness. And so that's the justification. That's only one of those, the three prongs there. We also have blame and we have resentment. Now, to me, blame and resentment are in some ways very closely related to each other. To me, I would say resentment is blame held for the long term with a little bit perhaps of jealousy added in there. But in those energies, very much again, we're holding on to I am the victim. And this thing or this person or this circumstance is the persecutor. And as soon as we do blame or resentment, what are we doing? We're giving our power to that thing, to that person, to that circumstance. In other words, we're saying, it's your fault. I don't have choice here. And again, that's what this boils down to. And stepping into mastery is stepping into choice. It's stepping into free will. Now, I don't have in my own consciousness, and I certainly don't have from any kind of psychological studies or surveys or anything like that, I don't have specific numbers. But I know in channeling, they throw out some numbers that just are extreme, that most of us spend, quite frankly, 85% of the time or more not in free will. We're doing what we're doing because it's our pattern, because it's our habit, rather than because in that moment we're making the conscious choice to do it. Now, I don't know if those numbers resonate to you or not. obviously it varies. That's kind of an average that they throw out. And quite frankly, they've thrown out much higher numbers than that, even much higher than 85% of the time that we're not making conscious choice. But I think that's an important thing to consider, is how much of the time do I actually feel like I can make a choice? And even in those moments, how much of the time am I actually making a choice? I know for myself, I often get or have gotten what some would call analysis paralysis. I think about things too much and it gets in the way of me making a choice because I'm in the mental and I'm trying to figure it out rather than connecting with the emotional or the physical bodies, rather than trying to come into my discernment, which I believe is a very core thing. It's a visceral sort of thing. It's not a mental thing. Discernment, I don't believe, is mental. I believe the mental tool is a tool that we use to get to discernment, but it will not bring us to discernment by itself. Because if we're not listening to the emotional body as well, if we're not listening to the physical body as well, then we're only getting part of the picture, and most likely we're probably making the choice just from the mental place rather than from our wholeness, rather than from the holistic us, rather than from the empowered in balance us. And so here again, it's about noticing when we are feeling either in victimhood, meaning that we don't feel we have a choice, or in stasis, when we don't feel like we know what choice to make. We may feel like we have a choice, but we don't know what choice is the right choice. And getting stuck in that space of, I don't know what to do. And so it becomes that much more important to really get present in the moment and to come back into noticing ourselves, noticing what we're doing, because again, much of it is habit, it's behavior, it's pattern that we are used to. And because we've done it repeatedly, because we're used to it, we are comfortable there. We may not be happy there. We may not be joy-filled in doing it that way, but it's how I've always done it. So it's easier than taking the extra energy to make a different choice. It would have been easier for me to just stay whiny today, to not sit back, to do the energy work on myself, walk across the street to buy the Tylenol, take the Tylenol, and get here to do the show. It would have been easier. But I'm really glad that I made those choices because it helped me to claim a little bit more of my power to choose, to not be the victim of circumstance. And I think that's another thing, again, that I know I do, which is not yet spoken. This thing that I know that I do is I take these small places where I feel like I'm not able to make a choice or I'm feeling a victim of something, and I kind of glom them all together to get myself overwhelmed. That, oh, there's just too much to figure out the website, to figure out how to fix my computer, to figure out how to do this, to fix that, to change this, to do that. It's like, bleh! I don't want to put forth that much effort, but it's because I've got it all glommed together rather than taking the next step, the next step, the next step, doing one thing at a time. Which actually brings me back to another tool that I received from one of the people who's been my guest, BJ King, which is this, and or close to this. I always adapt things, so this isn't quite the wording that you would get if you received it from her. But the question to ask is, what's the next single thing for me to know, or to do, or to say, to be in a state of divine grace. Because what it does is it gets down to the moment, for one thing. And it also provides a focus. Instead of having all of the balls that I have in the air, all the things I'm juggling, all the things that have somehow gotten on my should-do list, all at once, trying to consider them all at once, trying to deal with them all at once, it breaks it down and focuses and says, do this. Now, I know from, well, things that I've taught, things that I've learned, things that I've read, when people talk about goal setting, one of the most important aspects of that is not just having the goal, but breaking it down into the smaller steps that are doable as a way to ultimately reach that larger goal. And if we don't break it down into those smaller steps, then that goal is just another thing we're not going to get to. It's just another thing that is too big on our to-do list to ever get accomplished. And that, to me, is a little bit sad. Because I believe that every one of us, and I'm not here to talk about life purpose today, but that every one of us has things that we would love from the very core of our being, from the very divine energy that we are, from our heart, from deep within us, however you might define that or look at that, that we would love to do. And yet, it doesn't take much looking out at the world or talking to other people to realize how few of us actually do those things very much of the time. And I think it ultimately, in one way of looking at it, boils down to what we've been talking about here today. To being able to choose. In other words, being able to get to the place where we feel that we have enough power to choose in this moment that next thing to do. And so that would be my wish for each of us here today, for you today, to be able to find at least one thing in at least one moment wherein you can say, I choose, with full consciousness and full presence and full power. And that is stepping into mastery. Because mastery is not, it's not about the end point when we're ascended, when we are fully manifest in our divine energy all the time. Mastery is the process of stepping into our power in one moment, and then another moment, and then another moment. And it's that is walking the path, and it's that gets us to the place where we are fully manifesting and fully expressing our divinity in every moment. But again, that goal of ascending, that goal of coming into full power, can't be reached in a single bound. Can't be reached in one step. It's reached because we make choices repeatedly, consistently, and especially after we have fallen into another bit of overwhelm after we've fallen into another piece of our victimhood. That is the time where we have the greatest opportunity. Because that's the time where it's easiest to go into victimhood. Well, I already dealt with that issue. I should be done with it. And we define ourselves as victims of our own weakness, of our own failure, which is never true. Never. 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 They've been saying it a lot in channeling lately, well, for the last year or two even. If it is up in our experience and it is negative, it has come up because we are in a position to move it, to clear it, to release it. And if it looks or feels like something we have dealt with before, then it means that we have integrated the degree to which we were able to clear it previously, and we're ready to go deeper into it now to clear it that much at a deeper level. Doesn't mean we failed. It doesn't mean we have backslid. It means we are ready to go more deeply. We're going into the mind further, where it's darker because it's further away from the entrance. We're going into the pain. We're going into our victimhood that much further because we are that much stronger. We are that much more prepared. We are ready. So, I think I'll close out there with that thought. We are ready. We can do it. We are making choices. We are here now strong enough to do it. And we have the support around us to aid us in that process of empowerment. So, well, thank you for that. And I will, at this moment, do a very, 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 very brief commercial. On Friday, on 11-11-11, I began the process of making a batch of 33 copper and crystal onks. And they are quite amazing tools for helping to focus energy. They gave me a shortcut terminology for them that they are divine USB sticks. We stick them into the computer of God Goddess and download what we need in a given moment and bring it into our lives more easily and more directly. So if anyone is interested in those and you did not receive the email I sent out the other day, just contact me, email me, call me. Email address and phone number are on the BBS website under this radio show. Yeah, let me know you'd like to have one. So, at this point then, it's time to go and see what the other side has to say. So I would just ask you to allow your breathing to deepen while I do some toning to bring in whatever Master would like to speak with us here today. Hello, dear ones. This is Guan Yin, come to be with you today. Welcome. Welcome. And where I would like to begin is within that energy that is the aspect of compassion, that is compassion for yourself. Most of you are the harshest judges around. The master that you would know as Jesus said, "Judge not, lest ye be judged." Although not exactly in that languaging. But the truth of the matter is, dear ones, any judging that you are doing is judging of yourself. Even if you project it outward and you experience it as you judging someone else, it is you judging you. Whether you are judging that behavior in you, or whether you are judging the potential for that behavior in you, or whether you are judging yourself for allowing that one to inflict that behavior on you, it is always self-judgment at the core. Judge not. Because when you judge, you only judge yourself. Now, here's the key. When you do find yourself in judgment, that does not mean you are bad or wrong. It means that you are being given a very clear and direct opportunity to look at a piece of your disempowerment, to look at a piece of your victimhood, to look at and heal a piece of your experience of separation. So, we do not say do not judge so that you will judge yourself when you judge. We say, rather, notice when you are judging so that you can forgive yourself, so that you can move forward. Now, we would offer something to you here, a healing, if you will. And it is about this energy of forgiveness. It is about this energy of compassion. Because in compassion, one of its core components is forgiveness. And so allow yourself to just go within. And it doesn't matter what word you use, whether it is failing or judgment or even sin, but bring up something in your life that has pain for you. Something, preferably, where you focus on your own energy. So it is not about blaming or judging someone else, but is a place where you judge yourself. And bring that up. And breathe into it. And let yourself feel it. And as you feel it, next to it, or an even better way of describing it, beneath it, allow yourself to open simultaneously to experience that divinity that you connected with at the beginning of this show. And allow that connection to your divinity to grow larger, even as that judgment just sits there smoldering. Your divinity grows larger until it is far larger than the energy of your judgment. And allow now your divinity to expand in the direction upward toward your judgment. And imagine your judgment simply dissolving as your divinity touches it, disappearing in a puff of smoke. And keep your breath going. And exhale that judgment out of you. Even as you find gratitude for your divinity, find gratitude for that judgment coming up so that your divinity could aid you in releasing it. And now let your divinity, choose for your divinity to fill whatever space that judgment held within you. to empower it, to reclaim it, to renew it, and breathe into that renewal, and thank yourself. Thank yourself for that gift. Wonderful. And this is a tool that you can choose to work with whenever you find yourself in that place of judgment, in that place of justification, in that place of blame or resentment. And we will come and be there with you to support you in it. And you will transform piece by piece, pain by pain, empowerment by empowerment. And know that you are loved, dear ones, now and always. Namaste. Okay. Well. Oh, excuse me. I think I'm going to go off and take a nap. But anyway, I wish each of you a wonderful rest of your day. You can go ahead and start those chimes. They're running there, Doug. Thank you for joining me here to co-create this with me here today. And know that I cannot do this without you. I do appreciate you. I do appreciate your feedback. So let me know what you think. Let me know what you'd like me to talk about. Let me have those suggestions for guests. I am open to all of them. And I believe next week, if all goes well, we will have the next guest on the show. But we'll get there next week. And I will be here, same time, same place. I hope that you'll join me out there in the energies within. Remember, you never know where this show will go, and you never know where you're going to go until you get there. Make your choices, step into your power, love yourself, and have a wonderful week. Much love. Namaste, my friends.